me back to the...
It's now time to hit the water and talk boating with Dominic Janowa.
Thanks to marinebusinessnews.com.au.
Subscribe to the free newsletter for the latest boating news.
Oh, don't we just love marinebusinessnews.com.au, and of course subscribe to that free newsletter. And of course we love to talk a bit of boating here. There's been a bit happening. There's been plenty of water all around the place as well. And I've got to say to you that where we are, the Hawkesbury River is up. It flooded, took one of the bridges out. It's back to sort of getting back to normal now as it's going down. But there is debris everywhere. And this isn't just happening here. This is happening all around the country, really. Up in the north, and of course, we mentioned it earlier, big weather events are happening all over the place. Lots of water, lots of swollen creeks, lots of swollen rivers. And we thought we'd touch on that with Dom. There's also a boat show happening as well. And he is on the line to get us up to speed with what's happening out there on the waterways. Dom, g'day.
Yeah, g'day, champion. Definitely, you're right. There's lots of water around. And the problem is that debris doesn't float always on the surface. It's just below the surface. And if you hit it at speed, it does all sorts of damage. Very, very dangerous. And my advice, and I know, Duck, you've given the same advice over the years, that if there's, you know, there's flooding, just try to stay out of the water. It's inevitable that some people need to be on the water. And if you're going to be in the water, boat to the conditions. Boat at a very, very low speed. Boat very, very carefully with your eyes open. But not at speed, especially if it's flooded water. If people are asking you to stay out of the water because it's flooded, stay all together. But there are circumstances where you need to be there.
I know. I did send you a bit of a text last weekend. I said, I don't think I'll be taking the jet ski on the Hawkesbury anytime soon. No, unbelievable. It's incredible. I saw some the other day. I couldn't believe the tree. It looks like it's a forest has been been logged. It's just unbelievable. It's just incredible the amount of tree trunks all bunched up in a big pile on the middle of the river. It's incredible. Now, Dom, the boat show at Sanctuary Cove, it's not far away for our listeners in Queensland.
Yeah, for our listeners in Queensland, southeast Queensland, Sanctuary Cove boat shows on the Gold Coast. And, of course, that's one of the shows in Australia that gets enormous visitation from around the country but also from overseas. It's one of the big ones. Sanctuary Cove Boat Show kicks off on the 23rd of May, and it goes for 4 days only, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, for a four-day show. My advice is if you're looking at doing or visiting a boat show this year, definitely look at or consider Sanctuary Cove as one of those events. It's a great environment. It's a great atmosphere. The show really does have the best of the best across a lot of the market segments, so you can see it. And it's a little bit on the flash side. It's kind of a bit,
Certainly on the flash side. I mean, I'm an old meat and potatoes man, Dom, as you know.
Still got the meat and potato brands, but it's certainly our brands as well.
Now, listen, Dom. Now, just quickly, boat sharing, which is not something I would do, but some people get into it. Give us a little bit on that.
Yeah, why that came to mind only recently, or only yesterday, I was reading that a company has reached it's called the Freedom Boating Club, but that company has reached its 100th member in Australia. Now, the Freedom Boating Club made the news headlines about 5 years ago because one of the world's largest boating companies called Brunswick acquired it, and they had this huge expansion around the world. It's now in Australia down the East Coast, and you can get into it. They've got an enormous, I think in Australia on the East Coast, they've now got 28 boats you can share in, but they're in 400 locations around the world with about 5,000 boats. And it's an alternative to buying your own boat if you don't want the hassle of storage, cleaning, fueling, maintenance, et cetera. Of course, it's not going to be as cheap as owning your own boat. It's a little bit different. But what you're buying also are the services. Have a look at it. There are a lot around. Pacific Boating Club's one. Club is on the growth side right now.
Mm. Like I said, it's not really my go, but I mean, some people do like that. But certainly, I saw a boat somewhere advertised the other. I thought, geez, that's cheap. But then I worked out it was a share.
Yeah, 1 in 10 or something.
I know. Yeah, good luck. All right, Dom, we've got a flyer out of time, but mate, all good. Marinebusinessnews.com.au and subscribe to the free newsletter. Yeah.
Thank you. Please do so. And remember, if the weather's volatile in your area, take care. If in doubt, don't go out. And remember, Safe boating is good boating, and a life jacket never ruined a day on the water.
Absolutely, mate. There he is, Dominic Genoa, marinebusinessnews.com.au. That's the website, and of course, subscribe to that free newsletter, and you'll be across everything that happens in the boating world right around Australia.